I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio, and this is Fox and Food, talking to Jamie Dean, headliner of Home for Dinner with Jamie Dean, to talk about how to spoil Dad on Father's Day and his new show and family meals indoors and outdoors.
Thank you for having me on today. Get to celebrate Father's Day is just really special, but it's also one of those holidays where I don't have to run all over town trying to shop. Just kick back and relax, and Dad's Day, and you know, but every day feels like Dad's Day to me. I'm such a blessed guy, but you know, it's always fun to see what Jack comes up with. Inevitably, I've got the homemade craft coming down the pipe this weekend, so I look forward to it. Matthew just turned 2 years old, and he gives me Father's Day gifts too, but they're usually in the seat of his Pampers. So, you know, and that's the gift that just keeps on giving and giving right. and giving and giving.
It's fertilizer.
Yeah.
You know?
But what's so interesting is that Matthew at two is he's so progressed so much quicker than Jack has, and it's just because Matthew watches everything that Jack does. I mean, Matty rides a scooter like you would not believe and jumps on the trampoline and is already in the pool. And he started to kind of use his little potty a little bit just because he sees Jack, you know, big boy's potty.
Absolutely. Yep. That's how it is. Mine are 7 years apart, and the second one is always trying to do stuff the older one's doing. So
Yeah, good or bad. Now, we're in the stage now where they enjoy aggravating each other. So lots of times I'll hear the little one screaming, Jack, no, and I'll have to go in there and, you know, Jack poking at him just to, you know, get him fired up about one thing or another.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They know exactly where the other one's buttons are.
We're kind of into that phase, but they've started to play together, which is really nice for Brooke and I to get a break at the house, and the boys can go into the playroom for 30 or 45 minutes and occupy each other. So our plan is working.
What's your plan for Father's Day?
I like to cook so much for my family that I'll always cook, and I think I'm going to put some butts on the smoker this year on Father's Day. But it all depends on what your dad likes. You know, I'm not a big breakfast guy, so they've never done anything for me early in the day, but it'll usually be like one of my favorite things that we don't eat that often, like meatloaf. My wife's meatloaf is one of my favorite things to eat. So, you know, 50% of the time we're having meatloaf on Father's Day, and that's just a nod to me and what I like. So you just got to know your dad, you know, and if they like sloppy joes and you're not going to eat sloppy joes throughout the year, suck it up and everybody dig in on the sloppy joe and white bread on that one day of the year. You know what's nice is fresh fruit smoothies, and I think kids love to make those. I know both of my boys are crazy to get in on the smoothie maker, and it's good for you and it's kind of filling, and especially this time of the year in the summer, there's so many fresh fruits coming out. So you can get some honey, get you some yogurt, get any of the fresh fruit that you might have at your local supermarket, and just mix it up and make Dad a smoothie. I think it's easy, it's not complicated, and everybody likes it. You know, what we do for the boy smoothies is we'll always add some spinach, and it gives it a flavor that Brooke and I enjoy, and the guys don't even notice that they're getting that extra nutrition from it. I like to use the frozen fruit. I'll buy fresh frozen fruit just because I don't have to worry. You know, I always have it on hand. And we found a yogurt that's made for toddlers that Matthew eats. And I really like that in my smoothies because it just seems to be a more gentle, not as a big bold flavor as an adult yogurt. Mm-hmm. But you got to just find your own thing. For me, cherries, a cherry banana smoothie is what I've been digging into for the last month or so.
Oh, love cherries. And they're just coming into season now.
Yeah.
So
I've got
fresh ones.
A big fresh bag at the house, and Jack and I like to eat anything where we get to spit part of it out. So if it's full peanuts or roasted peanuts or cherries, we'll go outside and just get the spit, you know, and we're barefooted and we make a big mess. And so we love our cherries, too.
Let's talk about your show. What does season two look like?
I think we've just kind of really found our footing last year. We weren't really sure what the show was going to be. I had a plan in mind. You know, I really wanted it to kind of mirror what we do every day, and that's just the show. You know, a busy family, and Brooke and I both care so much about what our boys eat. One of the main responsibilities I have as a parent of young kids is to set them off on a path of healthy eating early. Just because if you're not conscious of what your family eats, all of a sudden you're all kind of softer in the middle. And it's just a society that we're so busy, you know, and so many people eat things that are passed through their car window. To show how easy it is to make a fresh, delicious meal that the whole family can enjoy, You know, instead of making one meal for the boys, Brooke and I have found things that satisfy us, and also the boys will eat it. Mm-hmm. So it's just showing some tips and tricks for parents to use. Everybody's so busy, and you have to decide what you're going to feed your kids every day. I think that my favorite show this year, it didn't even involve my kids or my wife. It was I'd come up with the idea of celebrating the anniversary of the Bag Lady, which is our business that we started 25 years ago, and that's what the restaurant came out of. Mm-hmm. And so my mom and my dad, my brother and I were all together on the show, and we recreated recipes from the Bag Lady days. And I kind of look at it as these are highly produced HD home movies for me, you know, the slices of my boy's life and our time together. And so for mom and dad and Bobby and I to be together on the show was really a special episode for me. This weekend, there's a gift wrap box, and it's a special present for me, and y'all have to tune in to see what it is. Okay. I was surprised and yet not surprised. So all right. Tune in Sunday and find out.
Okay, no spoilers. Oh, yeah, picnics. My kids love picnics, but I always find, especially because I don't have a backyard, I live in New York City, it's a schlep. Like, I have to pack everything and make sure I don't forget anything. Is there anything that you love for picnics?
I like all things that I can prepare at the house so I don't have to do a lot of construction once we get there. So I'll do a lot of fresh salads. I'll do a tuna salad or chicken salad. We'll have our fruit salad. And then you just pick up some fresh rolls, and you can construct your sandwiches really quickly when you're on the ground. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one time that I feel like it's okay to, you know, pack some snacky snack-type stuff like cheese crackers or things like that that the guys like. When you get out into an open space, you really have to draw the kids in. Otherwise, they'll be climbing trees during lunchtime. So I'll pack a couple of their favorites. And they've really got neat tools now as far as coolers and all go where you can freeze the sections that will keep your food cold so you don't – I don't like dealing with a bunch of ice because it melts and it's dirty. Mm-hmm. So you got to get out and kind of find some of the new tools that they've got. Okay. You know, if you make a cold-cut sandwich too early, it tends to get soggy. So I keep everything buttoned up in a Tupperware, and we'll put it together real quick when we get to the spot. I love chicken salad, and if you can get a whole fryer and boil it down yourself, that will give you your chicken stock. And when you boil your chicken, if you use a carrot and onion and celery – it gives your chicken a lot of flavor. I keep the ingredients really simple. We use mayonnaise, and I put celery and eggs. And my mom has got a house seasoning, a silly salt that she uses, and keep it just really simple. And tuna's the same way. I put dill pickles in with the tuna and some eggs and mayonnaise. And I like my tuna packed in water because I really don't like all that oil. Our cold salads are super easy, but they've got great flavor.
Thank you so much. And people should tune in if they want to know what was in the box.
I'll see y'all Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, home for dinner. Thank you so much for your time today.
Jamie Dean, Sunday mornings on the Food Network. I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio, and this is Fox and Food.